Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and welcome to the month of September. Wednesday, September 1st, 2021, 9/1/21, 19 minutes past the hour, and isn't it interesting how a month can change and all of a sudden we have what I would call a chilly, fallish morning this morning. It rained last night, it's a little chilly, a little fall out there this morning, and I certainly like that. This is the type of weather that I like. I would prefer this all year around, or all year round, I guess I should say, more than any other type of weather. Now, I may sound a little tart this morning because I just got through eating one of my favorite breakfasts. Now, to a lot of people, this might not sound good, but I love this. It's cut up strawberries and whipped cream, and you just kind of mix it all together, and that is the best breakfast for me in the morning. I love that. That's right there with a good ham and cheese omelet, or a good mushroom and cheese omelet. There's something about strawberries and whipped cream just mixed together that I like. It's a very sprightly tasting breakfast. So I appreciate Angie for dropping that off this morning. That was a great way to start the day, and still going on because I'm still eating that. Now, I do want to give away some more Zumbeezy Bay passes today, but I want to start off by saying I neglected yesterday to tell people that you can pick up your passes this morning between 10 and 1. There are two different times you can get your passes today, depending on when you work. You can pick them up between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. today here at the studio, or you can pick them up between 4 and 5 tonight. 4 and 5 tonight. So 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. this morning, or 4 to 5 tonight. Now, here's the tickets we have, and if anybody doesn't want these tickets, call in and let me know. But right now, we have Troy, a pair of Zumbeezy Bay tickets, which are good through this weekend. We have Tim, who I don't know any of these people personally, so call in and let me know if you still want these tickets. Tim, who has a pair of Zumbeezy Bay passes here. And we have good friends and good listeners of this station, I think back to the very beginning. Linda and Ed Atkins each have a pair of Wilds tickets. Now, the Wilds tickets are good through, I think, Halloween, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see, what's the expiration date on these? But I believe it's much later than the Zumbeezy Bay. Yeah, these are good through Halloween. So we've got the two pairs of Wilds tickets for Linda and Ed Atkins. And then Tim and Troy, you have got your Zumbeezy Bay passes. So if you want to let me know when you're going to pick these up, or if you're going to pick these up. And Grover, we've still got your Wendy's gift card here. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we can work on that. Or if you know any of these people, have them give me a call this morning so we can iron this out. But you can pick them up today between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. or between 4 and 5. They're sitting here right next to the television. Now, also when it comes to, because we're getting a lot done here at the studio, painting and renovation and all kinds of fun stuff, and that is great, but we're also, at this particular point, thinking about how to do our sign so people actually know where we are. And I think what we finally decided on is putting a sign in the front yard, like a lot of businesses do in this area, so when you drive by, you can see the sign and not pass by the business. And I have no idea how to make this sign. So we're looking for some good craftsmanship when it comes to this. obviously somebody who can paint a sign or something of that nature. But the reason I'm bringing this up again this morning is because the desk here clearly is not big enough. This is what I've learned. We just do not have the space on this desk that I sit at every morning to put everything we need to on the desk. We have the computer here, we have the monitor here, we have the telephone interface, we have the telephone, we have the soundboard, we have the keyboard, we have the microphone I'm talking into right now, we have a cup of pens and markers and highlighters and all kinds of things. So, you know, it's just a congested area here in the studio. So I don't know what we're going to do with that, but we're going to work on it as time goes on. But boy, what a chilly morning this morning it is here in Marion. Now, there's something I do want to talk about in regard to the pandemic. Now, first of all, I want to ask you, the audience, because this is the story that's running on the news today. Do you plan to go to the Popcorn Festival? Now, the other day, I read the lineup of entertainment. And I'm not trying to be negative toward the Popcorn Festival. I just don't know, to be honest with you, who these people are. And I hate saying that, because that just sounds awful, because the Popcorn Festival has had some great talent over the years. But, I'll mention it here again. Thursday night is Rumors, Northeast Ohio's premier Fleetwood Mac tribute band. September 10th, Friday night, is Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. Now, I've heard of that band, but I guess it's not the band. It's just one of them. And then on Saturday, I don't know anything about this, Great White. And that's all it says. Great White will wrap up the main stage entertainment. Now, each night, the entertainment begins at 8:30 p.m. But does anybody know anything about any of these bands, Rumors or Great White? Now, I'm sure I could Google them and tell you, but I'm doing a radio show right now, so I can't Google them. Does anybody know anything about any of that? Or do you plan to go to the Popcorn Festival this year during the pandemic? Because I got a little conversation I want to have. And what about these Cardinals in Marion? Boy, we're putting up pictures left and right on Facebook with the Cardinals. Go ahead, caller.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Oh, now what is that? What happens when you go downtown and look at these Cardinals?
No, that's a song, the big song by Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Oh, you know Great White.
Yeah.
Well, what is Great White?
Who doesn't?
Well, we're right here. I'm first in line.
Oh, my God. Did you ever have a radio when you were growing up?
You know what's funny, and I don't want to go into a deep story in this, but the other day, maybe a month ago, I don't know, I was having a conversation with somebody about radio, because obviously that's the industry I've been in here for about 20 years now, and to be honest with you, when I was growing up in Marion, I didn't, like Charlie and Madge and all these people who were icons in radio here, I got to know them when I got in Marion and radio, but to be honest with you, hey, I combined the two words there, that could be a new thing, Marion and radio, but to be honest with you, we didn't listen to the radio when I was young, so I did not even know who those people were until I was like 22.
Huh.
Yeah, never did. I mean, I'd listen for school delays, but I didn't know who was announcing. I guess so, but who's Great White? Is that a rock band?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were really popular back in, like, the, I think, late 80s, maybe.
So will they be in their wheelchairs on stage on Saturday night?
Oh, my gosh. Bye, Scott.
Okay, bye-bye. No, and that's just a joke. People take things so personally anymore. But no, I've never heard of Great White. So their big song was, what was the name of it there? I didn't write it down. What was Sarah, our friend there, driving the bus? By the way, I saw her driving down. Here's something I don't understand. This morning, because I'm curious about everything, I saw Sarah driving down Must have been Delaware Avenue. I saw her driving down Delaware Avenue right before I turned on Washington over here. And yet, when I came down Washington to South Prospect, I couldn't see what was on the front of the bus, but there was a city bus down here about a mile on South Prospect Street. Now, I know it wasn't Sarah because I had just passed her over on Delaware Avenue. So I don't know. I thought this was south over here, South Prospect. So I don't know. What was that, one of those special call buses where you call up early and you get a special time and they come right to your door and all that? I don't know what that was, but they were pulled up right to the door down here. You know, I noticed a lot more people are riding the transit buses in town. I have noticed that, to be honest with you. A lot of people talking about it that I'm running into on the street. I think that's a very nice thing, but what is this Great White? Does anybody know anything more about that? Go ahead, caller.
The south and the east route are so busy, there's two buses running on this route the whole time. One going out and one coming in every half hour. I was coming in, the other guy was going out.
So the south bus, the south end of town is busier than, say, the east end.
The south and east both have two routes at all times. They're going out and coming, as opposed to north and west only have one driver at all times.
Oh, that's it.
And the song was Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Once, now let me write this down. I gotta get an index card here.
I think that's what it was called, but I didn't, like, Google that. It could have a completely different name, but that's what they say a lot.
Did they have any other hits?
I know they probably did, but I can't think of any right off the top of my head. But hey, speaking of this bus, gotta pay some bills, Scott.
Oh, you're out there driving.
Well, no, I'm getting ready to drive. I don't drive and talk on the phone. You think I'm gonna get fired?
Well, tell those people on the bus this morning. Ask them. Do a little poll. When those people get on the bus this morning, ask them, number one, have they ever heard of Great White? And number two, what do they make of these Cardinals?
Got it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm on it.
I appreciate it. Once Bitten, Twice Shy. That's Great White. Does anybody else know Great White, or am I just living in a cave? I very well could be living in a cave. Because, I listen to all kind of music. People always say, well, what's your favorite type of music? I really don't know, to be honest with you. I listen to it all. I mean, I can like anything if I like the song. I could like rock, I can like oldies, I can like country, I can like any of it, as long as I like the song. But then, conversely, if I don't like the song, forget it. So I don't really have a particular, it's like Christmas, to be honest with you. There are Christmas songs that I really like, and there are Christmas songs that I really don't like. So I think it's just all taste, it's all subjective. But, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Great White. Now, the other question involved in this is, will you be going to the Popcorn Festival this year as the numbers seem to be climbing in regard to COVID? I think that's certainly something that is going to have to be taken into account. I don't know. It's free will. Do what you want to do, I guess, and we'll see what happens on the other side of it. Now, there was something else. Oh, okay, this is what I wanted to talk about also in regard to COVID this morning, and I don't want to spend too much time on this. And I'm not going to mention the school district because we've got five of them here in Marion. But Marion City Schools took a lot of heat for putting in this mask mandate. Now, and I'm not going to name the district, but there is another district in Marion County that does not have a mask mandate. A matter of fact, there are four of them, so you just take your pick. But there's another school in Marion County that does not have a mask mandate that keeps, because you have to inform the parents what's going on, that keeps having positive tests for COVID. Now, here's what I'm confused about, and here's why I'm bringing this up. Now, apparently, this is what I understand. I'll get back to this in a second here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is Troy. The time on the pickup thing, I don't get off work until 5.
Oh, you don't get off till 5. I'll tell you, how soon could you be here after 5?
Just a little bit after 5, like 5:20.
Oh, 520. Well, I'll tell you what. I will send a message to Nate or Terry, who are usually here at that point, and we'll make sure they're here today.
Okay. If not, it'd probably be my daughter picking up. They'd be Crystal Gallagher.
Okay. And what time would she be able to get here?
I think between 4 and 5.
Oh, okay. That might be the safer bet. I'll put that down here. But, yeah, if she can come between 4 and 5, they'll be here for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Troy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There you go. So the tickets will be here for Troy. So we've heard from Troy, but not Linda and Ed Atkins or from Tim at this point. 740-383-9944. Okay. So the schools, four of them don't have mask mandates. Okay, we'll come back to this in a second. Now we're getting the phone calls. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's Craig.
Yeah.
I plan to go to the Popcorn Festival, and I'm going to be there on Thursday. And we have a great alternative to the mainline acts. We're running the community showcase stage all day Thursday, and there's going to be seven different bands, and they play everything from contemporary Christian to hard rock Christian. But I definitely plan to be there.
Oh, really? So you're a part of the community stage?
Yes, yes. The church that I go to, Shining Light Baptist Church, actually was given permission to have that stage the whole day Thursday. And so we've got a lineup of seven bands.
Now, is that the one that's down by the Harding Hotel?
It's on West Center Street, right in front of City Hall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right down there by the Harding Hotel.
Yeah, right, yes.
Yeah, I've been to that one many times. Now, I tell you, this will be interesting because I don't know what's going to happen with this whole thing coming up on next Thursday, I guess it is. But, you know, it's fascinating to me to watch numbers and actually watch what's going on in the hospital because I don't know if you heard this, but last week I was talking about a relative who did not have COVID but got ill. It was my grandfather. He got ill. It wasn't serious, but he had to go to the hospital because of his age. And when he was there, I was shocked at the lack of rooms and the lack of help that is there right now. And I can see, and then here just a few days later, this was last week, this policy when it comes to guests now has changed as of, I guess, midnight Monday night regarding the hospital.
Yeah, well, and, you know, there's a couple things going on, and that is, you know, when the pandemic, quote, slowed down last year, hospitals, you know, did everything they could to get their, you know, keep their numbers up. They hospital to make money has to get occupied, and so, you know, they were scheduling all those elective surgeries and things like that, so they're gearing up to be full. And then as the numbers again started rising recently, you know, I think a lot of them found themselves in a situation where, you know, you can't just empty a hospital all of a sudden. You know, you've got certain commitments to the people that are there and to other people. So I think they found themselves, you know, in a little bit of a squeeze. One of the other things that's happening is a lot of, you know, I've heard in some hospitals as high as 30% of the workers aren't getting the vaccine, and actually some of the workers have quit their jobs, or some of them have not gone back to their jobs when they were laid off during last year. So, you know, we've got a lot of different things going on to aggravate the situation.
Well, the sad thing is that, you know, we're hearing these stories from all over the state, and it's just a matter of time before they come here locally, where people who are going for cancer treatment, where people, you know, that it's not life and death in that moment, and people are being turned away. And that, I never thought I would see that in a hospital. And when I spoke to the director, the president of Marion General Hospital, Dr. Gingrich, last year and this year during this pandemic. What is so interesting to me is that in the history of Marion General Hospital, dating back to, I believe, the 50s, the new one was built, 50s or 60s, they've never been full. At any time, babies being born, strokes, heart attacks, death, cancer, whatever, they've never been full occupancy-wise in 70 years. Until last year, they came very, very close.
That's interesting. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, so I you know, people can believe, or that's what's creeped in here, is opinions and so on and so forth. But, you know, if not the COVID, what is going on right now that is causing this? Because during the summer, they went back to elective surgeries, which is, you know, why a lot of the rooms filled up, because they had put a lot of that off for nearly a year because the rooms were filled up, and the reason they gave was COVID. But they went back to it about 4 or 5 months ago, and now they're looking at that again, just like visitors, and saying, can we do this? Do we have the occupancy to do this? And that's what worries me about the Popcorn Festival is that I don't know if a lot of people go up there and do become ill, even a small percentage. I mean, you have 100,000 people up there in 3 days. I mean, if 10% of those people got sick, I don't think the local hospital could accommodate that.
Probably not. Probably not. I've got a question for you, Scott.
Okay.
Have you decided about the Popcorn Festival? And are you going to have a booth, or are you not going to have a booth?
You know, I don't know yet. Now, there's a couple things that go into that, not just COVID. One of the things is that the Popcorn Festival does not have a main office downtown. And when we tend to do other events, we have set up, because we need Wi-Fi and we need electricity to operate, we have usually set up near their home office. Well, the Popcorn Festival doesn't tend to have that. And I really don't know what the reason for that is. It doesn't. So you have to kind of find your own way to set up down there. And then the couple years we went with Mr. McFeely, back in 2015 and 2016, we had to set up at an insurance company, and it was kind of off the beaten path a little bit, and it just was never, like in Bucyrus, people will walk up to you. The queens and their dirndls will come over to you. Ken and Mary playing polka music will come over to you. The directors will come over to you. In Marion, all the years that we've done things here, I don't think that's ever happened. So it's just a little different circumstance.
I see. Well, you're welcome to come and hang out with me on Thursday.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right.
I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, there you go. You never know. I might end up down there, but I wonder, will people go to the Popcorn Festival? I don't know. 740-383-9944. Now, the other, the school thing I wanted to talk about here. Now, this is odd to me because, as I've said, one district in the area has a mask mandate policy. Well, I know there's another district that does not. Now, here's the strange thing. As of yesterday, since school started, they've been sending home alerts that people have been testing positive for COVID, both staff and students. Well, they were telling people not to quarantine. And as of yesterday, I guess the state, this is what I was told, the state changed their rules on quarantining in schools, so now the local health department can still tell people to quarantine. And I guess Marion Public Health has done that according to the literature I saw from this school. But now here was the weird thing, and it came in the form of a voice message from I think the superintendent of that school. was that what he said was that, you know, pay attention, quarantining is back in, but if you want to stay in school 5 days a week, wear the mask. We recommend that you wear the mask or get the vaccination. Now, here's what puzzles me about that. We know that schools have the power to mandate the masks right now. And if you're having a lot of cases every day, and the quarantining is back in control here, or is back in function, according to the local health department and the governor, and you're encouraging people to wear masks and get vaccinated, why wouldn't you just mandate it? What is it about the mandate that really bugs people? This is what I really am confused about this, because there are so many things in life that are mandated. The speed limit's mandated. The alcohol, driving while intoxicated, is mandated. The hours you can go places are mandated. The prices on food are mandated. Clothes you can wear in public are mandated. I just am so confused on what it is about this mask that has just driven people insane. And I'm not saying that you can have your feeling either way about it. That's fine. Having your feeling is fine. I'm sure a lot of people have a feeling about the speed limits. But why has this taken such a nasty, nasty turn where it is, you know, I have heard more arguments about the mask than I've heard about homeless people sleeping in the street, which happens every night. I've heard more about the welfare of children. I've heard more about crime that goes on in a community. You know, we used to talk about drugs in the community all the time. That's kind of going by the wayside for the most part. What do we spend all of our time talking about these days? Masks. Because it has become the most contentious issue I've ever seen. And that, to me, is puzzling. And I really do wonder, you know, years from now, when people look back at this time, what are they going to think? That this little piece of paper with two strings on it was really a focal point of this pandemic. I don't understand it. And I understand there are people who vehemently do not want to wear the mask. I understand it. And it's your choice. But it's also, I guess, the private sector's choice to put a mandate in, mandate vaccinations, which I guess can be done now with the Pfizer vaccination, now that it's been approved by the FDA. I don't know. It's just very confusing to me. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, as if liberties are being stripped away because of a mask. I don't know. But you know what's funny about the whole thing to me is that there are things that go on in the community all the time that people say, boy, that should not be done. There should be some kind of law against that. But there never is. But we want one. So here we are. 48 minutes past the hour. I guess that's just the way it goes, as they say. Now the Cardinals. The Cardinals are starting to pop up around town after a 2.5-year buildup. I'm sure it was slowed up to some degree because of the pandemic. Does anybody have anything to say about these Cardinals? Have you seen any of them downtown? Are you excited by this? Is this a good thing for Marion? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to the Cardinals that are popping up now all over downtown Marion? And can anybody thoroughly describe the cardinals to me? Not what they look like. I've seen the pictures of what they look like. But what is the goal with the cardinals? Because I would like to know the goal and see if it works out. You know, I'm for trying anything, and we'll see what happens. I see a lot of talk about the Cardinals online, but I'm not really sure exactly what we're doing with them on the whole. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to say anything about the COVID, if you'd like to say anything about the schools, if you'd like to say anything about the popcorn festival lineup, will you go this year with the COVID numbers being what they are? Or does it not bother you at all? Will you just go down and everything will be hunky-dory? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Oh, by the way, we had a Family Feud category yesterday that we did not finish. We still had two answers left here. Let's see if we can get these two answers. Now, the category was this. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Now, the answers we have are pulls his beard, hits him, goes to the bathroom on his lap, steals his cookies, poisons his milk, and stays up and spies on him. There are still two answers left. Does anybody know what two answers are left when it comes to this Family Feud category? Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what our two missing answers are? Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. 740-383-9944, coming up on 51 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday, September the 1st, 2021. Two answers left. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. Now remember, we've got pulls his beard, hits or kicks him, goes to the bathroom on his lap, eats his cookies, poisons his milk, and stays up and spies on him. What are the two answers that we do not have at this particular point? Is everybody stumped on this one this morning? I had hoped we would get the last two answers in the balance of this hour here with about 9 minutes left. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. Any guesses out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. Is anybody going to sneak in here and give us an answer? We'd love to have one about right now. Something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus here on the Family Feud this morning. Now, we had a ton of answers yesterday. As I said, the answers we do have: pulls his beard, kicks or bites him, goes to the bathroom on his lap, eats his cookies, poisons his milk, and stays up and spies on him. What answer are we missing? Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. Does anybody have the final two answers here? You know, everybody probably this morning had to go in and break out their blankets and snuggle all up this morning because a little bit of cold weather came back our way. I wonder if anybody kicked on their heat last night. Did anybody kick on their heat last night out there after the cold winds and rain came in last night? Do want to remind everybody that Glenn Coble and myself will be on this morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then we've got Swap Shop today from 12:15 until 1 p.m., and then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon today from 6:10 until 7 p.m. Now, does anybody know what answers we're missing here this morning on The Family Feud? Go ahead, caller.
How about he goes to the bathroom in his sack of toys?
Well, you know, that would not... Yeah, I don't think that would be looked upon as a positive thing, but not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, you do not want to use the facilities in Santa's bag of toys. That would probably not be very popular at all. Again, the category, name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Something a naughty kid would do to Santa. 54 minutes past the hour here. And again, the answers we have, pulls his beard, hits or kicks him, goes to the bathroom on his lap, steals his cookies, poisons his milk, and spies on him. Anybody have any answers other than that here this morning? Go ahead, caller.
Greases the floor in front of the fireplace.
That would be very bad. Santa might end up in traction if that happens.
Yes.
Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right.
No greasing the floor in front of the fireplace. All right, name something a naughty kid might do to Santa Claus. Still two answers here this morning. Would love to get these two answers. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. We've got stays up and spies on him, poisons his milk, eats his cookies, goes to the bathroom on his lap, hits him, pulls his beard. What are the two answers that we cannot get to this morning? 740-383-9944. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. Now, yesterday we also talked about Don Fleming. Did anybody ever make contact with Don Fleming to see what happened to him? Why he didn't call in? We went through that, I think, back in May. I know at that time he wasn't feeling very, very well. We hope that he's on the mend. Or does anybody know what happened to our lady who used to call in, who talked about being a gourmet cook, said at some point she was going to drop off, I think, a pie or a cake or something all made from scratch? I don't know who she was, so I can't even call her by name. But I don't know what happened to her. Does anybody know what became of her? Does anybody remember her calling in? And then we had our couple out there that listened every morning. We're stuck inside during the COVID. The gentleman and his wife, they were always fun to talk to. From time to time, he'd be going fishing or paying attention to what was going on in the news and in the world. Wonder what his thoughts are on the Popcorn Festival at this point. So, we look to hear from people out there. 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour here, and the Family Feud question still hangs over us here. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Something a naughty kid does to Santa. We've got pulls his beard, hits or kicks him, goes to the bathroom on his lap, eats his cookies, poisons his milk, spies on him. Two answers still remain here. What are the two answers that we do not have? 740-383-9944. We'd love to get these two answers at this particular point so we can do away with this category, but we are not doing very well this morning in regard to getting these two answers. Anybody at all with these two answers, give me a buzz and we'll get you on the air. 740-383-9944. I do wonder how many people last night had to kick on the heat in their house after all of this summer. 740-383-9944. What two answers are we missing here today? 2 minutes left in the first hour this morning here of the really big broadcast. Anybody have any other guesses? Well, maybe this is one right now. Any thoughts on the Cardinals or anything else? Go ahead, caller.
Get in the Santa's bag?
Not getting in his bag, but a good guess. Not getting in his bag. What are we missing here? Holy moly, what a difficult question, apparently. All right, go ahead, caller.
Maybe he tries to pull his pants off.
Not pulling his pants off. No getting in his bag and no pulling his pants off at the particular, at this particular point. Something a naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. A naughty kid would do to Santa Claus. Two answers still left and about a minute to go this hour. 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to come up with those final two answers? We'd be so fascinated and happy if you did. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. What would the answer be? 740-383-9944. Here comes another guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about poke him in the eye?
Poke him in the eye. No poke him in the eye, but a good guess.
Okay, thanks.
No poking him in the eye. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa Claus. Go ahead, caller.
Tells him that he's not Santa and that he smells like beef and cheese.
So basically having a fight with him.
Yeah.
You know what? Yells at him is number six on the list, so I'll give you that.
Did you get the reference, though?
I do.
What movie am I referencing? I'm
sorry. Now, see, why are you trying to put me on the spot here in this moment?
I stay on the spot with you.
Now, I believe that's... Isn't that from the movie A Christmas Story?
No, it's Elf. Remember when
Elf! No, wait, Elf! Yeah, Elf!
Like, you're not Santa, you smell like beef and cheese.
Oh, well, yeah, Elf with Ed Asner.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course that's what that's from.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what, if I don't know that, I don't know Great White.
I can't believe you did. But you know what, in all honesty, and I was thinking about this when you said this little part about the wheelchair, I thought, how old are they? Like, if they were prevalent back in the 80s, like, how old are these guys?
Are you sure this is 80s, though? Because they're not, like, new kids on
you
the
know
block.
What? I am, because I looked it up, and the song is called Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
And what year is this from?
Give me 1989.
So they, see, but I remember New Kids on the Block. I remember MC Hammer. I remember Vanilla Ice.
Maybe
I remember.
If you listen to it, it'll come back to you.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Yep.
Okay. I don't even know what that means, but.
Well, it's kind of like the Jack and Diane song.
Oh, God.
Listen to the, pull up the lyrics on YouTube, listen to it, and it all makes sense.
I still don't know what Jack and Diane's about, and John Mellencamp and that Bob Costas interview didn't even know what it was about.
Oh, that was terrible. I looked that up like you said. Man, that was terrible.
Didn't he say he didn't know what the song was about?
I didn't hear him say that. Just his whole, like, I couldn't believe he just sitting there smoking a cigarette. Like, it was no big deal. And,
and making no
that,
sense. And he had enough grease in his hair to go out and do the spokes on his car.
That's funny. Well, gotta go, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break. Back in 15 minutes.
And just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going, and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 209-